Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But joining us right now, a guy knows about the NCAA tournament. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, John Bryant. John Bryant, I remember playing at Armstrong. He's a great player. Then he went to St. Cloud State. He's a great player there. And he said, I'm going to do it. Back then, there wasn't a lot of transferring going on. But he said, I'm going to take a shot. And if Wisconsin will let me walk on there, I'm going to go try to play there. And, of course, the odds were stacked against him, but he took the shot. You know, he had a successful career going. He still took the shot. He went up out to Wisconsin. Dick Bennett was the coach. And sat out his year. And eventually got some playing time. And eventually played himself into the lineup. And eventually went on a roll leading Wisconsin to the NCAA Final Four. It's one of the great stories of Minnesota basketball history that doesn't get told enough, but he was the MVP of the region. He now is an assistant coach at Park Center and does other things, but it's always fun to talk basketball with him. John, first of all, congratulations. Your Park Center team won last night convincingly over Osseo, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, it was a great night for the Pirates, get back to the state tournament. So we're excited about that. You know, next week's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you'll probably be number one seed, and I keep hearing I've seen you guys play a couple of times, but what everybody says is they're so hard to play against because they're so quick and they cover the floor and they just make it so hard to get space, and they're so hard to defend against because they can get to the basket. Explain that, because you got a couple of guys who can get up and go.
Yeah, we have a team of very versatile players, and a lot of 6'4", 6'5", can guard multiple positions. We're able to do a lot of things defensively to make it hard for, you know, the other team to reverse the ball, to get space. We're able to pressure the ball because we have a lot of athleticism and quickness. And it's a really fun team because there's a lot of things that you can do with a team like this, with the amount of talent that we have, that and you can't do with your average high school team. So, you know, we're able to kind of be aggressive defensively, which really creates offense for us. And when we get out and run in transition, we are at our best. We got a lot of guys that can finish.
Now, I was talking to Terry Kunze, a basketball guru, a couple of weeks ago. You might know him, and he watches basketball every night, all the time. And he says Carrington, one of your stars, going to the University of Minnesota, he says he thinks he'll be a point guard there. Is that possible?
It's possible. You know, Braden's—he's another guy that I was talking about being so versatile. He can play point guard, he can play off guard, shooting guard. You know, I think shooting guard might be his most natural position, but the last couple of years, Coach Ware has played him at point guard a lot, and so he's learned the position. He's a very smart player. He knows how to get other guys' shots, how to make other, you know, his teammates better. And then also he can get his own shot kind of whenever he wants. And that's kind of what you need in a point guard. He's very good in pick and roll situations, and he's very unselfish. As a team, we're very unselfish. From night to night, we'll have, you know, different guys in double figures. It's not always Braden being our leading scorer, although he's usually one of, but we have different guys that have led us in scoring all year. So again, a great team, play real well together, and Braden's kind of the leader of all that.
Yeah, maybe this is the ultimate compliment, but at times that I see you guys play, it truly looks like, not knowing the egos or the personalities, but it truly looks like nobody cares if they're the leading scorer. I mean, Carrington kind of inserts himself based on the need for the team that night. At least that's the way it looks.
Yeah, you know, Braden does a really good job of coming out of the gates and kind of getting us going. He's always very good early in games. And then other guys start to get us going, and we don't have to rely on him. But if we need scoring early, Braden's kind of our guy to get us what we need. And then if we need scoring late in the game, he's probably the guy we're going to go to.
Sure.
But in the middle, you know, we've got a lot of guys. We've got, you know, Cody Pennebaker out on the wing.
Yeah, he's going to San Jose State, huh?
Leo Torber is, yeah. Leo Torber, he's very good at finishing games. He's just so athletic, and he can get to the rim. James Spencer. We've just got a lot of guys that can put the ball in the basket and get out and run and finish on the other end.
John, let's talk NCAA basketball tournament, because you're one of those rare people that had a chance to participate in March Madness. What do you remember about the first time you took the court for an NCAA tournament game in terms of, A, you check a box like lifelong dreams. I know I've done it yet, but what was it like to walk out on, you know, because at that time they were playing them still in all the big stadiums. What was that like for you?
Well, for me, it was kind of a surreal moment because, you dream of that growing up, and I didn't expect to end up getting there and then end up playing. I took a chance when I left St. Cloud State, went to Wisconsin, ended up working out for me. Dick Bennett was a guy who was going to play whoever earned it. It didn't matter if you were, you know, what you did in high school. It didn't matter if you were a scholarship guy, a walk-on. None of that mattered to him. It was putting the best player out on the floor. So for me, I was just kind of in awe of the initial moment. And, you know, you kind of realize the gravity of the situation. You know, this time of year, it's one and done. And so there's really no room for error. And the fans know it. The teams know it. The coaches know it. Everybody understands it. And there's just a different level of focus that goes into it.
Well, but you got on a roll. Who did you guys beat to get to the Final Four that year?
So just to go back, you know, our first round game was against the Tark, Jerry Tark.
Was it really?
Fresno State.
Fresno State, yeah.
It was an 8-9 game. We were the 8th seed. So we beat Fresno State. They had a great team. Played Arizona in the next round, and they were the 1 seed. And they had Gilbert Arenas and Richard Jefferson and, you know, a bunch of pros. And we surprised them.
How did you surprise them? What did you do?
Well, you know, they were young. We were a veteran team, juniors and seniors. They were all freshmen. And, you know, it makes a big difference. You see that a lot in the tournament where really young, talented teams that are freshmen sometimes struggle against, you know, even mid-majors can upset, you know, big major conference teams that are young. And it's kind of what makes the tournament so special. You know, it's not just about talent. There is a lot of experience factor that goes into it, having been there before, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's how we were able to beat Arizona. And then from there, we played LSU in the Sweet 16. Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And beat them. They had a great team. They had a guy named Stromile Swift, played in the NBA, and another big kid that was very good. Nobody expected us to win that game. And then we ended up playing Purdue in the Elite Eight. And that was, I believe, the third time we had played them that year. And it's just tough, you know, playing a team twice in conference. And we may have even played them in the Big Ten tournament that year. And so you see them so many times, and we know each other. You know everything they're going to do, and it just comes down to, you know, one or two plays and grinding out a W. So we were able to beat the Boilermakers to go to the Final Four. And guess what? Play Michigan State, a team we had already
Michigan
played three
State,
times.
Michigan State, Mateen Cleaves, right?
That's right. Yeah, Mateen Cleaves and Morris Peterson and Charlie Bell. And, you know, they were one of the great teams in that era. They were just better than everybody. They could beat us at our game. And then they played Florida in the finals and ran up and down and scored a bunch of points and beat them at their game.
What was it like to take the, you know, that's the ultimate, right? The Final Four. What was it like when you walked out on that stage?
Well, you know, we were in the RCA Dome, which doesn't exist anymore. It's not the Lucas Oil. It's in Indianapolis. So we were in Indianapolis. It was kind of like being in the Metrodome. It's just so big. And, you know, there's 50-some thousand people there. You never dreamt of playing in front of that many people. And then you start, you know, you try not to think about it, but you start thinking about how many people are watching on TV.
A lot.
So a lot, yeah. So there's, you know, as you get through it, you're kind of trained how to block all that out and just do your job. And, you know, if you focus on that, the wins will take care of themselves. And that's what you do. You don't really have a choice. You go out there and you just focus on what you do every single day in practice and try to block out the noise. But really special environment. If you know, anybody out there, if you haven't been to a Final Four game or even an NCAA tournament game, I really recommend it because the energy and the atmosphere is second to none.
Well, you shot the ball incredibly well in that to get to the Final Four. Obviously, if you're the region MVP, that speaks for itself. How did you get to a point? I always find this fascinating with shooters. How did you get to a point when I'm watching these games, you go, man, you know, you can't think too much about if you're going to be a good shooter, but boy, how can you not think about it every time you get an opportunity? And you don't want to rush it. You want to have that peace about yourself and that confidence. You want to be aggressive about taking advantage of the opportunity when it comes without looking like a ball hog. How did you get to that place where you got in the zone?
Well, it all starts many, many years before you actually get into the situation.
Yeah, in a driveway, right, where you repetition,
yeah, right?
Right.
It's just all about preparation. It's all about, you know, growing up, I was kind of a driveway rat. You know, I didn't have access to a gym, but I was out on my driveway all the time, probably driving my neighbors crazy. But, you know, it starts there, getting up tons and tons of shots. And, you know, over the course of many years of doing that, you kind of learn the mental side of shooting. And I think for me, going into that tournament, realizing I was probably done with basketball, I wasn't going to play in the NBA. I was going to be done with basketball and just not having any regrets, letting it go, you know, shooting the ball, not worrying about whether or not it goes in. And, you know, you work all year on what's a good shot, what's not a good shot. So, you know, that's not really an issue for most shooters. In fact, most coaches with a shot clock, if you're open and you're a shooter, you better shoot it. Otherwise, you're hurting the team. So with that mentality, when you're open, you let it fly, and you can't care about the result. You just got to kind of get in rhythm. And that's what I was able to do. I was able to get in rhythm. I found my rhythm kind of towards the end of that year, and it carried forward. Once I had a little success, it snowballed. And next thing you know, I got named the Midwest or the West Region MVP. Yeah, it was certainly not.
All because you believed in yourself, though, and you took a shot on yourself, too. I mean, that's pretty good advice for kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we always say bet on yourself. You know, nobody else is going to do it for you. And, you know, however, I mean, the way that I ended up at Wisconsin was certainly a different route than most people take. But it was something that was always my dream, and I knew the possibility that it might not work out. Yep. But I did bet on myself, and you know, I played for a coach who was willing to give guys like me a chance, and that's a big deal too, having kind of thinking through it before you just decide to go do it. You really got to think through the process, what you're getting yourself into. And for me, it was a great situation, and I was very fortunate to get in that situation. They needed shooters at the time when I came over, and it worked out. It, you know, but it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of late nights at the Kohl Center, getting shots up. And, you know, you have bad games in there, and it's learning from those games, learning from your failures, and then, you know, making adjustments and doing something about it and trying to change and get better.
Now, John, the current version of the Badgers is pretty good this year in the Big Ten. Tonight they play Colgate. They should win, et cetera. But this was a team that, well, experienced, they had some off, you know, last year, some problems with the coach and the players and communication. And I think people thought this could be a downward slide for the Badgers. Instead, they went the other direction. Explain this team.
Well, you know, they're not that different than the team that I played on in some ways with low expectations. We were actually a better team my junior year and my senior year. You know, we had lost some of our highest scorers and better players the year before. So expectations fell. And what that kind of does is it gets you to relax a little bit. You know, with lower expectations, you can kind of just go play. And, you know, the way that the Badgers play, there's a system there, and the system is kind of greater than, you know, each individual part. And they plug in guys who are willing to play a specific role, and they play it really, really well. They go do their job. And that's what this team is. You know, sometimes, and not being critical of last year's team, but sometimes when you have players that have been there for so long, it can get a little old and stale. And having, you know, some of those guys move on and new parts implemented into their system, it probably gave them a little renewed energy. And some guys that maybe were held back a little bit, I mean, Johnny Davis is a good example of that. Last year he played, but he wasn't a superstar, and now he's you know, inserted into the starting lineup this year, and I mean, everybody can see how much he's developed.
Yeah, could be a lottery pick. Yeah. How about Brad Davison, who you know obviously we know from Maple Grove. You've seen him long before he got to Wisconsin. But what is he? Why is he difficult to defend? Why is he a heart and soul guy?
Well, he's such a leader. I've known Brad for a long time. Great kid. Just a leader, loves the game, such a smart player. He's willing to score 0 points, take, you know, five charges, and guard, you know, a 7 foot center if that's what it takes to win. He's so competitive, and he's a winner. That's really what he is. He's won everywhere he's gone. And so, you know, with a leader like that, and then some of the talent that's kind of around him now, you know, that's really helped them in terms of getting to where they're at right now. I mean, a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament, winning the Big Ten, it's just unbelievable. But it's the right chemistry, I think, and chemistry is so big in sports, and with five guys on the floor in basketball, you absolutely need to have good chemistry and know where each other are and you know, really like each other and trust each other. And I think this Badger team does that as good as any.
The last, Tyler Wall, another kid from Lakeville, that he's really found himself this year, hasn't he?
He has, and Tyler's, you know, he's another one of those guys. He's a little bit like, you know, a Swiss Army knife where he does some of everything. He can score. He defends really well. He rebounds. Sometimes he has to guard smaller. Sometimes he has to guard bigger. Great team player. Doesn't care if he scores the most points. You know, just a great guy to have. It's amazing how many Minnesota kids have gone to, you know, Wisconsin in that program, and how much success there's been. And I'm excited for the Minnesota Gophers, because it seems like, you know, Ben's looking at Minnesota kids as much as anybody now, and really wants to try to get the best players from here. And you know, there's been a lot of successful players that have come out of here in the last 15, 20, 25 years.
So. And a lot of them wore red.
Yeah.
I hear you. Hey.
You know, I'm a Badger fan, but I grew up a Gopher fan, so sure. I still cheer for the Gophers, you know, when they're not playing the Badgers.
Point well taken. Hey, John, appreciate it very much. Look forward to seeing you at the tournament next week, but congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You bet. John Bryant. He is the assistant coach for James Ware there at Park Center after being the head coach at Armstrong, and they're heading to the state tournament. They'll be the number one seed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.